An alternative to the commodity money system is fiat currency, which a central bank and government law define as legal tender even though it has no intrinsic value. Originally, fiat currency was paper money or metallic money, but in modern economies it exists mainly in the form of digital data, such as bank balance sheets and credit or debit card purchase records, while the fraction that exists as notes and coins is relatively small. Money is mainly created by banks when they lend it to their customers. In normal times, the central bank does not fix the amount of money in circulation, nor is central bank money multiplied through loans and deposits. Although commercial banks create money through lending, they cannot do so freely without limit. Banks are limited in the amount of money they can lend if they want to remain profitable in a competitive banking system. Prudential regulation also acts as a constraint on the activity of banks in order to maintain the resilience of the financial system. In addition, households and firms receiving money created by new lending may take actions that affect the total amount of currency. For example, they may quickly destroy money or currency by using it to repay existing debts. Central banks control money creation by commercial banks by setting interest rates on their reserves. This limits the amount of money commercial that banks might want to lend and consequently create, since this action affects the profitability of lending in a competitive market. This is the opposite of what many people believe about the creation of fiat currency. The main misconception is that central banks print money, but this does not reflect what actually happens. To date, the global monetary system is essentially a fiat currency system because people can use paper notes or bank accounts to buy goods, and the amount of currency available has nothing physical as collateral.